أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. Many people believe that the more you have, the more generous you will be. And we found very often that this is not the case. To become more generous, you have to have a spirit of generosity already within you. You see, real generosity is not dependent so much on income as much as it is dependent on the capacity of the heart. There are many who have the means to give, but not the heart to give. And there are so many who the more they have, the less they give. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu ma'rufin sadaqa." And this is a fundamental principle in Islam, implying that you don't have to be rich or to have money, for example, to be able to be charitable, because every good deed, the Rasul said, is charity. Giving of your time, your empathy, your labor, whatever you have at your disposal that can be of benefit to people, that is a form of charity. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam advised one of his beloved companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an. He said to him, "Man wasiya al-faqiru min mali wa ansafu an-nasu min nafsi, fadhalika al-mu'minu haqqa." When you console the poor with whatever you may have, and you give of yourself, then you are truly a believer. This brings us to an inspiring incident involving a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdurrahman Abu Aqil al-Ansari. When the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions to contribute towards the financing of a very strategic incident, an important expedition, it's called the expedition of Tabuk. So the companions rushed to provide whatever financial assistance and contribution they could make. Abdurrahman Abu Aqil Ansari was among the poor companions who had absolutely nothing to give. So he went looking for work. And a Jewish farmer in Medina gave him a temporary job. He said, "Come work tonight and you draw the water for me. I need a lot of water for my animals and for my people and so on. So you come and draw water." So he went to work for this Jewish farmer in Medina. Meanwhile, many of the other companions brought whatever they could, their contribution, the money, and whatever they could, and heaped it in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Aqil al-Ansari was among the last of the companions to bring something. And he came with a contribution to the Prophet. He said, "Ya Nabi Allah, bittu ajram bil jarir ala sa'ini min tamar. Fa'amma sa'a, famsaktu li ahli, wa'amma sa'a, fahahuwa hadha." He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I spent the entire night pulling water from the well and I earned two sa'a, you know, maybe two handfuls of grapes. Sa'a is about 3 kilos. I earned two of that. I left one sa'a for my family and the other sa'a I brought as my contribution." Some of the people who were around saw this. I mean, people brought large sums of things. Some people brought gold and so on. Some people gave money, dinar and dirhams. And he came with this handful of dates. And so they mocked Abu Aqil. They said to him, Inna Allah la ghaniyun an sa'a hadha." He said, "Allah does not need a handful of grapes or a handful of dates." Implying that what benefit can this little of your charity do? Allah revealed a verse regarding this. The verse is, as a verse in Surah Tawbah, "Alladhina yalmizuna min al-muttawi'in," or "Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawi'in min al-mu'minina fi al-sadaqat, walladhina la yajiduna illa juhdahum, fayaskharuna minhum, sakhira Allahu minhum." Allah said, "Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawi'in min al-mu'minin," there are those among you who find fault with those who come, min as-sadaqat, who come with the charity willingly and freely. And some of you mock them for coming forward with the earnings of the fruits of their labor. You mock them, and Allah will avenge their mocking. The Messenger of Allah then had Abu Aqil's dates, that handful of dates or whatever he brought, and he spread it over the gold and the money that other people brought, in order to show the people the appreciation of the Prophet had of his contribution. Abdurrahman, Abu Aqil Ansari, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had perhaps the smallest of pockets, but certainly among the biggest of hearts, teaching us that generosity is not really about the money and about how much you have. It's actually about the goodness of the heart and the true sincerity of whether you really want to give. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's response, and of course Allah's revelation, reminds us that whatever little we do is appreciated. The contribution may be like a drop in the ocean, but the vast ocean is made up of drops. Each drop counts. No drops, no ocean. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajha said, "La tastahi min i'ta'i al-qaleel." Never be ashamed to give even a little bit. فَإِنَّ الْحِرْمَانَ أَقَلُّ مِنْهُ. Because there's always goodness in giving, even if your giving may seem a little. We realize that nothing is too small in the estimation of Allah, as long as our hearts are big and our intentions are pure. We learn from Abu Aqil Ansari, the one whom Allah referred to in a verse in the Holy Quran in Surah Tawbah, that a generous mindset is always a positive and a beneficial mindset. He didn't limit himself because he did not have. He went out to find something to give. Though he did not have something, he didn't let the negative mindset of not having hold him back from trying to contribute. He went out looking for a job so at least he could contribute something from his labor, from his own personal labor, even if it was little. You know, the first martyr in Islam was Sumayya radiallahu anha. Her son Ammar bin Yasir, noble companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said words that capture the spirit of faith. He said, "Thalathun man jama'ahunna faqad jama' al-iman." A person who combines three characteristics within himself or herself has combined the essence of iman. A person who combines three characteristics within themselves have combined the very essence of iman. Man ansafu an-nasu min nafsi, or al-insafu min nafsik, wa badlu salam lil-alam, wal infaqu min al-iqtar. A person who is just from the very being of his core. Not only you try to be just, your very essence, you try to be as just and fair as you can be. Being just from the very core of yourself. Spreading peace and the greetings of peace wherever you may go. And being generous, even when you have a little to give. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.